when we get injured or ill, we're often counting down the days until we can get back to our normal routine. Whether that pressure comes from limited sick days, deadlines, or just stubborn self-reliance, we rarely take the full amount of time needed to completely heal. Our next guest is here to teach us some about the healing process and how we can make the most out of our time spent recovering. And we want to hear from you at 800-642-1234. Have you or a loved one gone through the process of recovering from an illness, an injury, a traumatic event? What was it like? Did you feel like you had to go back to work before you should have? What's been helpful in your recovery? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234 or email ideas@wpr.org. Dr. Gavin Francis is a primary care physician and author of the new book, Recovery, The Lost Art of Convalescence. Gavin, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you for having me along, Dean.
Well, the title of your book refers to recovery as a lost art. And as I started reading, I realized that we really have lost something in terms of the way that recovery is thought about as part of the medical process. Can you talk about how it was treated and talked about differently in the past?
Yes, of course. So my own medical training didn't really mention recovery or convalescence. You couldn't see them in the index of the textbooks that I had to study at medical school. But I think that's because in the last 50 years or so, the 20th century, we had so many fantastic medical interventions, wonderful drugs and surgical innovations, that we began to think that all you need is the right kind of technology or the right kind of drug. But, you know, there's much older traditions of recovery. We used to be much better at taking the time to recover that you really needed. And we used to have a culture that really valued and gave respect to that process. And maybe that was because we didn't have all the fancy drugs. We didn't have all the technology. And so we had to rely on more traditional methods. And I think my own experience has shown that with modern medicine, it's wonderful. You know, I wouldn't want to be without it. But we really have lost something in terms of that respect we used to give to the process.
And what were you seeing in your experience as a doctor or just as a person that made you realize, hey, something's missing here. We need to focus a little more on the recovery side of things.
Yeah, often as a physician, I'll see a patient with, you know, just take, for example, a pneumonia, like a significant chest infection, something that could really lay somebody low for a while. And I'll prescribe them some antibiotics after examining them. And then sometimes a week later, I'll get a phone call and the patient will say, hey, doc, I've finished those antibiotics, but I'm not completely better. And I would say, well, I wouldn't expect you to be completely better yet. You know, it takes a while. Your body's got to recover. You might have killed off the infection, but your body's been weakened and it's going to take some time. And similarly, do you know, people who, for example, might go for orthopedic surgery, you know, they fall, they break a bone, they're taken into hospital, they get the bone screwed back together or metal plates put in, and then they get very frustrated when they can't immediately go back to normal. And I have to say, well, that's the bone put back together, but actually the process is going to take a while. It's going to be weeks, sometimes months. And if you engage with that process and you give that process respect, then you recover much, much better rather than just feeling impatient about it.
Yeah, in your book, you write that, I'm quoting here, illness is not simply a matter of biology, but one of psychology and sociology. Could you talk a bit more about how those elements factor into a recovery?
Yeah, of course. I mean, a huge part of how we recover is what our expectations are. So what we expect to happen often becomes kind of self-fulfilling. So a huge part for me of being a good doctor is trying to figure out what my patient most has faith in and what they expect to happen, and trying to either gently modify that belief or take advantage of it. You know, a really good example of that, just the power of our expectations, is the placebo effect. You know, with so many drugs have been tested against placebos, which are essentially blank pills. But we know that if you have a blue placebo, that's more likely to make you feel sleepy or tired. If you have a red placebo, that's more likely to work well as a painkiller. We know that capsule placebos work better than tablets. So people have beliefs about things that they take, things that they're prescribed, and they can have really profound effects on the way that they feel. I wonder if there's an attitude thing here too, because I'm thinking of one story I tell in the book about two patients of mine, two men who both suffered from heart attacks. Both of them collapsed. Both of them were resuscitated and brought back to life, and then had defibrillators put in their chest, implantable defibrillators that you carry and wear. It was really amazing to me how one of these men experienced that really terrifying ordeal as a kind of rebirth. He felt that he'd cheated death and he'd been given extra years, and he went on to have these glorious few years, really enjoying and savoring every moment of his life. Whereas the other man found the whole experience terrifying, felt very fragile, felt very vulnerable, felt very frightened of what might happen to him, and his life was diminished as a result. And that's a really good example, I think, of how the same event can have massively different meanings and different consequences depending on our state of mind, on our attitudes.
We're talking with Dr. Gavin Francis right now, physician and author of the book Recovery: The Lost Art of Convalescence. We're talking about the healing process, how we could do it better, how we could give ourselves more time to properly recover from illness or injury. We want to hear what you think at 800-642-1234. Have you had to go through a long recovery from an illness or an injury? Do you have a chronic condition that requires a lot of rest and healing time? How are you able to fit that into your life? What difficulties do you face? Let us know at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. We'll pick up the conversation coming up on Central Time. You're listening to Central Time. I'm Dean Kinetter. We're continuing our talk with Dr. Gavin Francis, physician and author of the book Recovery: The Lost Art of Convalescence. We're talking about the process of healing and how to make the most of it. You can join in at 800-642-123 with your experiences, your questions about recovery and healing. That's 800-642-1234. And Gavin, one thing I think of when I hear long recovery lately is long COVID, which is something that's kind of tough to pin down, but has very real symptoms and consequences. Has seeing patients with some form of long COVID impacted, your thoughts on this topic of recovery?
Yeah, of course, Dean. I mean, as a general physician, I see patients with all kinds of long-term conditions. And, when we say long COVID, we have to know what it is exactly that we're talking about. For some people, the consequences of COVID is that they remain very breathless for a long time. It seems that they can't catch their breath. For other people, it's just their smell that never came back. Other people become very, very fatigued, exhausted, with very kind of minimal effort. And so there's lots of different consequences of this illness. But as a primary care doctor, I've known people for a long time who have post-viral fatigue. We know a little bit about the history of medicine. We can go back even a couple of thousand years. There's accounts of people with high fever, illness, breathlessness, who then become very fatigued. So this is a very ancient condition too, although it's still not one that's particularly well understood. But when I sit down with a patient who's suffering with really difficult fatigue after their COVID, what I can talk to them about is different kinds of techniques that have helped other patients of mine in the past, different kinds of physical therapy kind of approaches. And we can also rule out other kinds of conditions that cause exhaustion. We can rule out thyroid problems. We can rule out anemia and low iron. We can rule out lots of other things. And so even though long COVID itself is very poorly understood, there's still quite a lot that can be done to make people feel better.
And as you point out in your book, sometimes taking all the time we might need isn't always practical, especially if you have a job that's wanting you back. You might miss out on income. And here in America, we are much less likely to take sick time than in some other countries. What do you see as, I guess, some of the obstacles right now for everyone being able to truly take those recovery periods that they need?
Yeah, it's difficult. There's a lot of economic factors, of course, and not everyone is in the same position of being able to take the work they need, the time they need off work. I mean, perhaps, for example, you have an arrangement or a job which doesn't let you take any sick leave, or it lets you take it but cuts your pay. It's been shown that the average European country, people take about double the amount of sick leave than people take in the United States. And I'm sure that's not because the people in Europe are necessarily more lazy or that they take longer to recover. I'm sure that it's to do with the availability of paid leave. So I always try and encourage people where they can to try and be kind to themselves. If they feel they need to take that extra time, then they should explore every possible way they can to be able to take that. Because my own experience suggests that if you do take the time to really recover properly, then you recover much better and you're less likely to relapse. But it's a very tricky problem, as you say, and I really feel for a lot of people who are in an economic position where they can't take that time.
Mm-hmm. And recovery is going to look a lot different whether, you know, you have a broken leg or a viral illness or perhaps a mental health crisis. Is there a common thread for people to kind of know when they're ready, when they feel healed and recovered?
Well, do you know, there was the World Health Organization many decades ago put out a definition of health that was really quite extreme. It said that health was the complete absence of any kind of social, physical, or mental problem. It said it was complete social, mental, and physical well-being. And my own view is that's incredibly rare. Do you know, if that's our definition of health, then almost nobody is healthy. And so I think it's much more helpful to think of health as a balance between different kinds of extremes, and that it means different things for different people, and it means different things for the same person at different stages of life. Do you know, for what health means to an 18-year-old is very different to what health means to an 80-year-old. So I try to help patients find out what the best balance of health is for them. It might not be perfect, but we try and see what is possible. And sometimes it's better to think about what is possibly the best situation to get into rather than what is the perfect situation to get into. And as you say, Dean, that's very different with mental health problems versus different kinds of physical problems.
And something we hear a lot about is chronic pain and chronic illness. Mm-hmm. And I imagine that mindset of finding the best possible solution might fit with people that have recurring illnesses.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Because medicine, modern medicine, is wonderful at quietening down different kinds of illness. It's wonderful at palliating and softening and mitigating and making things easier. But actually, if you look at the list of illnesses that humans can suffer and you look at how many of those we can definitively cure, it's not actually that long a list. Medicine is very good at helping with symptoms, but there's a lot of things we can't cure. But I would encourage people who are struggling with chronic pain or chronic illness still not to lose heart or to lose hope, because there's often still many things that can be done. And I often try and imagine my job as a way of helping people ease their suffering, but also helping people to live with a bit more autonomy, a bit more dignity than they might otherwise be doing. So even if we can't cure an illness, we can still help people to live more fulfilled lives or easier lives.
Let's go to the phones right now. We have John with us in Appleton. Hi, John.
Yes, hi. 7 weeks ago, I had a full knee replacement. And on my two-week follow-up, they were amazed how well I was doing. I had nearly normal flexibility. And I'd have to say the reason for that was I was 95% either in bed or in my recliner, just taking it easy. And now I'm able to walk with pretty much normal. It's just a matter of steps go, I need to get my muscle strength back, and steps are still, you know, a little gimpy. But other than that, yeah, people are amazed how well I am doing.
John, love to hear it. Thanks for letting us know about that. And Dr. Francis, it sounds like John was getting the proper rest.
Yeah, absolutely. And a knee, recovering from knee surgery is a really good example of a kind of recovery that you can see how things are progressing. Just you just glance down at your leg, you can slowly see the muscle come back. You can see the tone. You can feel your balance coming back. It's a kind of recovery which is different in a way from recovering from something like what we were talking about earlier, long COVID, where it can be much more difficult to feel the edges of what constitutes recovery. It can feel much more difficult to be sure that we're really fully recovered. But no, I congratulate him. That's brilliant. Well done, John.
Yeah, John, thanks for the call. And Dr. Francis, that's all the time we have for today, but thanks for joining us.
Well, thanks for having me along, Dean. All the best.
You too. Dr. Gavin Francis is a primary care physician and author of the book Recovery, The Lost Art of Convalescence. He talked with us about how we get better at getting better and how to resist the pressure to rush our body's healing process. And you can still let us know about your experience with healing or recovery. Email ideas@wpr.org.